There's a lot going on around Atlanta this weekend. To learn more about these events, I recently spoke with Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine.
Barnum is the musical that came out in the 80s about Phineas T. Barnum, and it starred, when it came out, it starred Glenn Close and Jim Dale and won 3 Tony Awards and a Drama Desk Award. And now Atlanta's Lyric Theater is staging this musical. And Phineas T. Barnum, of course, was America's greatest showman. He was the founder of Barnum & Bailey Circus. Oh. And this is a story of him and his marriage to Charity, who was a long-suffering, enduring wife, who was sort of the practical side to his craziness, sort of like Music Man sort of thing. And he did one crazy thing after another, and she somehow grounded him and eventually helped him achieve success with The Greatest Show on Earth.
Mr. Phineas Taylor Barnum versus his good wife, Charity, an American pageant. Featuring stirring music, thrilling spectacles, hilarious clowns, and savage jungle beasts.
And there are lots of characters that are real-life characters, like General Tom Thumb or Jenny Lind, the Swedish Nightingale.
When, where, and how much to catch a show?
It starts Friday at the Jenny T. Anderson Theater in Marietta, and that's it. The first performance is at 8 o'clock, and tickets start at $35.
So for people who are in withdrawal from the Atlanta Jazz Festival, what can they do?
Well, we aren't quite done with jazz. The Marcus Jewish Community Center of Atlanta has a jazz series, and they have a concert on Sunday from 7 to 9 at the Morrison Ray Frank Theater. And this is by saxophonist Mace Hibbard. And he is on the faculty at Georgia State. He teaches jazz, sax, and improvisation at Georgia State. But perhaps more importantly, he's also a Grammy Award-winning performer, composer, and educator. He's performed all over the country and Europe, and he's been on the stage with the Four Tops, Kenny Rogers, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
How much to go hear him play?
Tickets are only $15, so it's a great deal.
What is the Chattahoochee River Race?
This is the Back to the Chattahoochee River Race and Festival, and it's this Saturday. The race starts at 9, and the festival starts at 10, and they both end up about 3 o'clock. It's organized by the Chattahoochee River Keeper, which is, of course, the environmental group that takes care of the river, in partnership with the National Park Service, Fulton County, and the city of Roswell. And they have a race that starts at 9 at Girard Landing Park on Holcomb Bridge Road. And it goes for 8 miles. And they have kayaks, canoes, stand-up paddle boards. And they actually go over Class 1 and 2 rapids. And it concludes at Riverside Park, which is where they have the festival. You know, they have arts, crafts, live music, face painting, that kind of thing. Or you can go to the website and register for the race.
What else can people do outside this weekend?
The ASO is doing their free summer concerts in Piedmont Park. It starts tomorrow and then the next 2 Thursdays at 7:30. Even though it's free, it's a ticketed event, and you have to get your ticket online before you go. The doors open at 6. Bring blankets or low-back stadium chairs. You can bring food, but no glass, no grills, and I'm afraid you can't bring your pets.
That was Betsy Riley of Atlanta Magazine with some of this weekend's events. For more information on any of these events, you can visit us online at wabe.org/preview.